Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight, which is Thursday night, April 27th, 2017. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and also each Saturday night. We come to you live from 8 to 9 p.m. And we thank God for our worldwide listeners, and I thank God for you tuning in tonight faithfully. So on tonight, we have another special guest that's come forth with us every third. He will be on tonight with us, our health and nutrition speaker. But tonight will be none other than Deacon Sean Harrison from Flint, Michigan. He is my special guest again on tonight. He comes forth every fourth Thursday. That's what I was trying to get out. Every fourth Thursday of each month. And so I'm going to announce again before he comes forward, and I'm sure he's going to say the same as he does always. We like to stress to the listeners, before you try or are going to think about any new health nutrition or anything dealing with your health, we advise you to please always check with your doctor or primary caregivers first before you try a new regimen or new anything new pertaining to health and nutrition regarding your health. Always check with your doctors first. So we do have another spiritual food for thought on tonight. But before we go into our spiritual food for thought for tonight, we have to go into prayer. We always open up with prayer. And I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God and Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor, because we know that you are truly worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because of who you are. We thank you for your grace and mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, blot out all of our iniquities in Jesus' name on tonight. Heavenly Father, that our prayers and that this broadcast may not be hindered, that it would be everything would be accomplished, that you would be glorified through it on tonight, that you alone would be glorified, Heavenly Father. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted, that are in hospital rooms or in nursing homes. Heavenly Father, those that are going through bereavement and the loss of loved ones. Heavenly Father, we know that you are a healer, and we know that you are our comforter. So you promised in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we're standing on your word because we know that your word is true, and we know that you cannot lie, fail, or change. And also we lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are in the body of Jesus Christ trying to be doers of your word without hidden motives or agendas. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray and lift up all those that may be tuned in or listening on tonight that do not know your son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you are moved by your spirit through the airways, through your vessels. As you use us, Heavenly Father, that we will be the lights that you have called for us to be in this dark, sinful world. That through us, that as we bring forth your word, that something will be said that will open up their eyes and the spiritual eyes of those that are still blind by Satan, that they will come to know Jesus Christ and they will open their own mouth and confess that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts and in their lives, that they will become saved in Jesus' name, that you would be glorified is our prayer. So we just pray, Lord, that you just continue to have your way, moved by your spirit as only you can. It's all in Jesus' name we pray. Have your way on tonight, that you be glorified in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, amen. We do have amen. Another spiritual food for thought. And our spiritual food for thought for tonight comes to us from the book of Jeremiah 33:3. And it says to all of us, come to me. This is the Lord speaking. Come to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Again, that comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse number 3. Again, that spiritual food for thought for tonight tells us, come to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, in the form of announcements, I have two announcements. And the first announcement that I would like to make, and this is for worldwide listeners, and I do believe that they have establishments in different cities and different states. But my youngest sister and my twin and I, we had the privilege of visiting the Firehouse Sub restaurant in Roseville, Michigan on last Saturday for the first time. And what an awesome experience we had. It was so great, and the staff was so professional and polite, and the food is excellent. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would patronize the Firehouse Sub restaurants, these are firefighters who put their lives on the line for us each and every day. We want to lift them up in prayer, and we also want to support their restaurants because not only do they feed the communities for those that go in and patronize them, but out of your patronizing them, they give back to the communities. And so far since they have started this restaurant a couple of years ago, they have given back to the community in the sums of money, over $25 million. And so it's not in vain So we asking you if you will please patronize any Firehouse sub, and you will be pleased that you went there and you will find that the dining in or out, it would be a great experience. So I want to announce to you all that are listening on tonight, please patronize the Firehouse sub that's near you or in your local area, and they will be so grateful that you did. Again, what they do is they put their lives on the line for us by fighting fires, so we want to keep them lifted up in prayer, and we also want to patronize the Firehouse sub restaurants. Also, I thank God for my new book, Part 2 of Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God, is now available, and Part 2 is titled Are You Scattering God's Flock? All of these books, and Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? It also has a reflective journal. And then another book the Lord blessed me to write and is now available is titled God, the Universe, and Man. And the subtitle to that is How We Are Connected. So I thank God for my new and latest book, Part 2 of Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God, which is titled Are You Scattering God's Flock? All of these are books. Are great spiritual tools that can be used in all forms of church conferences, Sunday schools, and Bible studies classes. So they are available now at Amazon.com. But I'm so excited to bring forth our guest on tonight. Again, he comes forth every fourth Thursday from Flint, Michigan, none other than Deacon Sean Harrison, our health and nutrition person for the night. Deacon Sean Harrison, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, sir. How are you doing this evening?
I am blessed on tonight, and you?
I am doing awesome. Glad to be in the land of the living.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Deacon Sean Harrison, as we always do, I'm going to ask if you would please share with the worldwide listeners, please share with us a short testimony. And then right after your testimony, we're going to do a music break. And following the music break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to yield the mic to you, so that you can bring forth to you, to the listening audience on tonight, what the Lord has placed in your heart to bring to us on tonight in the form of health and nutrition. But first, would you please share with us a short testimony?
Yes, good evening. About 14, 15 years ago, I was in a major accident, and they only gave me 6 months to live. And so I told myself, and I knew that God said it was not my time to go, but I had to do some things in order to make sure that I was going to be able to live. And I started doing a lot of research on minerals and vitamins. And what that did is it led me to be able to refine, and God helped me to heal my body. So after I'd done all this research and everything, it took almost 10 years before I was almost 100% healthy. But after those 10 years, after all the working out, the minerals and vitamins, about 2 or 3 years ago, I had been going to the doctor on a regular basis, but he finally gave me a clean bill of health. My blood pressure was normal. My heart rate was normal. Didn't have any type of diseases. Everything was good, and that was due to the fact of the studying that I had done within the last 14 to 15 years through the minerals and vitamins.
Hello? Praise the Lord. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't know if you was finished with your testimony or not.
Yes. I was finished with it.
Okay, Deacon Sean, we thank God for you.
Yes.
A powerful testimony. So we know that when the Lord has a purpose and a desire for us, even before we were formed in our mother's womb, before the foundation of the world, He already knew what was our assignment and our God purpose. So we thank God for you that through it all, even though the enemy tried to do you like he always tried to do anyone that's trying to be a doer of God's word, he tried to stop us in the process so we cannot accomplish our God purpose. But by the grace of God, we thank God that you are still here, and now you are being used by God to bring forth new and updated information pertaining to our health and nutrition. So we thank God for you for sharing that testimony. Before we go into our music break, I did fail to mention, I'd like to announce to the worldwide listeners, as some of you already know, I have two other radio hosts that comes on up under me. The first one is Vadera Hayward. Her radio show comes on each fourth Saturday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. That is, her show title is Releasing the Sound. Again, Vadera Hayward, Releasing the Sound, come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each fourth Saturday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And I'm also, I am also excited to announce, starting on the fourth Thursday in May, the first Thursday, which is May 4th, I have a new radio host up under me. His title, the title of his show is Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. Again, his show will be coming forth every first and every third Saturday. I'm sorry, every first and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. starting on Thursday, May 4th. And that is his title, the title of his radio show, again, is Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. Again, starting on Thursday, May 4th, he will be on East 1st and 3rd Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Right now, we're going to go into our music break, and I'm going to come back to Deacon Sean Harrison following this music break, and he's going to discuss with us some new ideas and new things that the Lord has placed on his heart regarding our health and nutrition. Again, as I forestated at the beginning of the show, and I'm sure he's going to reiterate or restress it when he comes on. Doctors or healthcare providers regarding any new regimens or anything pertaining to your health and nutrition that you may hear over the airways regarding health and nutrition from Deacon Sean Harrison over this worldwide platform, we stress that you check with your doctors first before going into something new regarding your health and nutrition. So we pray that you would be faithful to do that and check with your doctors first. So right now, we're going to go into our music break. Following this music break, I am going to come back and yield the mic to Deacon Harrison from Flint, Michigan.
With thy spirit.
No.
Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy self. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. With thy spirit, oh, cover me with thyself, oh. Cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh. Oh, cover me. Cover me. Cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me.
Oh,
with God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And again, I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, I'm getting ready to bring forth our guest on tonight, and he comes forth with to us every fourth Thursday, so get used to his voice. In the person of Deacon Sean Harrison of Flint, Michigan, dealing with health and nutrition. Deacon Sean Harrison, at this time I'm yielding the mic to you.
Thank you very much. God bless. It's always good to hear your voice. As I always do, first of all, I want to give homage and thanks to my pastor, Superintendent Larry D. Williams, and First Lady Beulah Jean Williams, and our church's Abundant Life of Faith. And as Brother James Brown Jr. has already said, before you try any of these regimens, you need to see your health care provider. Before you try any of these regimens, you need to see your health. And as I said that, we'll get into the show. And tonight, the show is about, we're going to talk about health, but our main thing tonight is your health is your wealth. And some people might say, what do you mean by your health is your wealth? Well, what do we mean by that is saying you can do nothing without your health. I was talking with a friend of mine who was a very healthy man, and he was telling me this story about he has prostate cancer and a little bit of Alzheimer's. And he was saying that he would give all his money if he could be healthy. Understand what I'm saying? He said he would give all his money if he could just be healthy. He can't spend any of his money because he's not healthy. He's losing his mind, and he has to have people taking care of him. And that reminded me that we need to do preventive maintenance on our bodies. So tonight we're going to talk about preventive maintenance on the body. And as we start with preventive maintenance on the body, there are some things that I'm going to talk about that you should do on a regular basis. As human beings and people, we need to take control of our health. And the way that you take control of your health is by doing things to help prevent you from having to go to the doctor. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, but preventive maintenance so that you don't have to go to the doctor as much. And this is the way we start doing some of this preventive maintenance. First thing we need to do is we need to have our own blood pressure cup. You want to have your own blood pressure cup so that you can take your blood pressure first thing in the morning when you get up. You need to know what your blood pressure is. If you know what your blood pressure is on a regular basis, and when your blood pressure starts to get out of line, it starts to go up, then you need to start watching it. But the reason you want to start taking your blood pressure is because it'll help you. Now, preventive maintenance starts like this. You want to take the blood pressure because when you eat food, and different foods can cause your blood pressure to go up. So what we ask you to do is take your blood pressure before you eat and take your blood pressure after you eat. You might be saying, why would you do that? A lot of people don't understand that the body and everybody's body does not or adjust to all types of food. Different blood types should not eat certain types of food. And by you taking your blood pressure before you eat and after, it can actually tell you about some of the food that you're eating. If your blood pressure go up too many points, that may be something that you ought not to be eating. Another reason that I say this is because a lot of times people go in and eat a big old healthy breakfast or lunch or dinner before they go see the doctor, not even knowing that if you eat the wrong type of food, you may go in and see the doctor, and that food may actually cause your blood pressure to shoot up. Now, you go in here and you see the doctor, and you done ate the wrong type of food, and your blood pressure starts to shoot up, and then he starts to giving you different types of medicine for you to take. Well, you may not really need to take these different type of medicines. And the reason being is because maybe you ate the wrong type of food. So that if you had been taking your blood pressure in the morning before you ate and taking your blood pressure after you ate, you would realize and you would know what type of foods you should be eating. So that when you go to the doctor, you would say, no, I'm not going to eat this type of food, so that your blood pressure wouldn't go up. Now, this is what can happen when you go in to see the doctor. You go in, you done ate the wrong type of food. We'll say you done ate some ham, orange juice, and some different things. And your body may react a little differently to the ham. It may have caused your blood pressure to go up. So you go in, the doctor says your blood pressure is high. You rest a little bit. While you're there, you take it again. Your blood pressure don't go down. Your blood pressure is high. So then he says, okay, well, what we need to do here is give you some type of blood pressure pill. Well, you want to be careful of the blood pressure medicines that you're taking, because you may start taking a blood pressure medicine that has a lot of side effects. You know, they have blood pressure medicines that when you take them, you have to come back every 2 to 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, and they have to check your liver and your kidney. You may be taking some, but you got to come back and they got to check your blood. If you had knew what you should have not been eating, you may have not had to go through this. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is what you call preventive maintenance, taking care of your body and doing the things you need to do so you have to go through these type of things. Now, also, when we're talking about preventive maintenance, just something that we need to do and a lot of us is not doing on a regular basis. We need to start working out. As we get over 30 years old, a lot of us do not want to work out. If you want to live a long, healthy life, you need to put some type of workout activity into your life. Well, a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to do that. You need to do that because working out may cost you to live 5 to 10 years longer. This is nothing that I'm making up, but this is the studies that have been done. If you work out on a regular basis, 15 to 30 minutes a day, it could help you to live an extra 5 or 10 years. Now, another reason that you want to work out is because what it does is it puts antioxidants into the body, into the mind. Working out is like fuel to the body and fuel to the mind. It helps so that you can think better. It helps so that you have a better attitude. It helps so that you feel better. In the beginning, it may not feel as good because you may be a little sore. But you start off slow. You don't start off trying to do 20 or 30 minutes a day. You may start off with 5 minutes for a week. The next week, you might do 10 minutes. You know, the next week, you know, you want to work your way up. But I guarantee you, you start to working out and you will see a difference the way you're thinking and the way you feel and in your attitude. The next thing we want to talk about in preventive maintenance is rest. One thing that we need to start doing on a regular basis is getting our proper rest. A lot of us are not getting that 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night, and it's a must. As you get older, your body needs to get that rest. And what you don't realize when you're getting that rest, rest is just as good as taking minerals and vitamins and medicines that the doctor gives you. Because when you're resting at night and you get enough rest, your body is healing. Your cells are rejuvenating. The body is so magnificent. If we just put the right minerals and vitamins in, if we get the right rest, it will heal itself. God has made this body so well that if you do the right things, you don't have to take a lot of medicine. The body will heal itself. It will rejuvenate itself. So we need to get that rest. And the third thing we need to do is take our minerals and vitamins. One of the things I want to talk about tonight, when I'm talking about taking minerals and vitamins, is something that I have been taking for years. It's apples, carrots, and celery. Apples, carrots, and celery do a number of things for the body. It doesn't sound like it. You may be saying apple, carrots, and celery. I don't want to take no apple, carrots, and celery. But let me explain to you what apples, carrots, and celery can do. It's known as an anti-aging serum. It's good for the skin. Apples, carrots, and celery is good for the mind. Apple, carrots, and celery are good for the cells and the enzymes inside of the heart and the body. I'm going to break down what each one of them will do for you. A lot of people don't know. Celery curbs the appetite so that you don't eat that much. But it's so magnificent. Celery also opens up the arteries so that the blood can flow through. Yes, celery can do that. It opens up the arteries so that your blood can flow through. Now, when you put the apples and the celery together, it strengthens the heart so that the heart is stronger. Now, your heart is like the engine to the body. When that heart starts to get weak, all the other functions of the body are going to start to get weak as well. So we want to make sure that we're putting the right fuel in the body. That's with the apples, the carrots, and the celery. Now, the apple is like an antibiotic. You ever heard the doctor say, an apple a day? Well, that is true. That apple is very, very powerful and can do some amazing things for you. Like I said, it's like an antibiotic. And when you put the apples, the carrots, and the celery together, it is amazing. Now, when you get to the carrot is like betadine. Betadine is like good for the eyes, it's good for the skin. It's good for the whole body. And when you put it together, it's a power-packing, magnificent mineral and vitamin, which is called an anti-aging serum. And as I was saying before, apples, carrots, and celery, you can juice it or you can put it in the mixer. And as I said, what it's going to do is good for the skin, it's good for the eyes, it's good for the mind, it's good for the body. Now, what this does is apple, carrots, and celery, it helps rejuvenate the body. It helps rejuvenate the cells in the body. A lot of people say that's unbelievable, but it does. It's one of those things where I'm talking about, we talk about, you probably heard me say it before, dead body. Dead food, dead body. Live food, live body. Well, this is that old saying, live food, live body. Now, why I'm saying that is the carrots and the celery, they all come from the earth. And anything that comes from the earth is what you consider as live food. And live food is what rejuvenates the cells in the body. And when the cells are rejuvenated in the body, it's good for your health. That is amazing. That is amazing. So I want you to start thinking about the apples, the carrots, and the celery and put that into your diet because it is awesome. Now, step four here is that I want you to think about staying away from people that are stressing you out. Stress can cause you to lose years on your life. And a lot of people don't understand that. You say, okay, what do you mean by stress? If you got somebody that you arguing with on a consistent basis, if you can't sit down with them and try to talk to them and cut the argument, you may want to start to say, okay, maybe I need to get away from them. Here's what stress will do to you. Stress can cause you to have high blood pressure. Stress can cause you to have strokes. Stress can cause you to have sugar diabetes, all these type of things. Stress can do this to you. Now, what happens, stress, it leads into different things in the body, okay? It raises your blood pressure. So when your blood pressure is raised, and what's happening when your blood pressure is raised is that the rest of your body starts to react different. The other cells, like the heart, the liver, and the kidney. Believe it or not, stress can attack the body and it'll shut it down. So you want to be careful of raising your blood pressure. It can do a lot of different things to you. So let's be careful with the people that we deal with so that they don't stress us out. And the next thing we want to talk about, we talked about the stress. I think we talked about working out. But cardio activity. Now, I talked about working out. Some people may can't walk, you know, because you might have bad knees. But maybe you can get on a bike, you know. And if you can't get on a bike, we have exercises where you can sit in the chair and move your arms. We done a seminar one time where some of the elderly people, because they was a little elderly, they couldn't lift weights. But what they would do is we had some little small Campbell soup cans, and we would have them lift them, starting off five, you know, from 1 to 5, 5 to 10, 15 to 20. And we had them doing this. And what happened eventually, as they started lifting these Campbell's soup cans, they started getting stronger and stronger. Whereas after a while, they were able to lift 1 pound dumbbells, 2 pound dumbbells, and 3 pounds. They were strengthening up their body. So then you're saying cardio activity. You want to have cardio. A lot of people say, well, my knees are too bad and I can't walk. Some people don't want to really get on a bike. So you could be sitting in a chair, and they have these exercises where you're sitting in a chair, and I can't think of the name of them at this time, and I have to apologize for it. But all you're doing is you're sitting in a chair, you're lifting your legs nice and easy, and you count it. You count it to 100, or you count it to, you don't start at 100. You start at maybe 5, you do 10, you do 15, you do 20. And after a while, believe it or not, their legs had started to strengthen up. And once their legs started strengthening up, they were able to start walking. And once they started walking, you know, some of them had strengthened up their bodies enough where they could get on a bike. Some people even strengthened up their bodies enough who thought that they couldn't get on a bike or run, and they started jogging. That's because what they done is they started at square one. They started doing the simple exercises of lifting their legs up, you know, from 1 to 5, 5 to 10, 15 to 20. And everything takes time. As I always say, you didn't get into this issue overnight, and you're not going to get out of these issues overnight. So what you need to do is start slow. Talking about your health is your wealth. We need to understand this. If we don't stay healthy, and we don't just need to be healthy for ourselves, we need to be healthy for our kids, you know, for our wives. We need to be healthy for a lot of reasons. But you want to stay healthy because if you got a job, you can't go to work if you're unhealthy. You know, I was just talking with a guy. He was talking to me last week. He had been having these migraine headaches. Had been having migraine headaches for almost a year. That's another thing we want to talk about. Your body will give you a sign when something is wrong. Do not sit around and let your body to hurt you and don't do nothing about it. That's a sign that something is wrong, and you need to get to your doctor and get yourself checked out. So this guy had been having these headaches, and he was going to work. He was going to work having these headaches, and he was not able to perform his job up to his normal capabilities. So his job performance review came up, and he had to go in and see the supervisor, and the supervisor said, I'm not going to say his name, but he said, you know, you haven't been performing up to your normal capabilities. Is there something going on with you? And he said, no. He told his supervisor nothing was wrong with him. Now, that's something that he shouldn't have done, because guess what? His reviews were lower, but something was really going on with him, and they laid him off. Now, what he should have done is told his supervisor, I've been having these migraine headaches. I need to go to the doctor and find out what's going on. And the supervisor probably would have said, okay, that's probably why your performance is going up. That's back to your health, it's your wealth. Now, what I'm saying is this. If he would have been taking care of his health, it would not have messed with his wealth. Wealth-wise, he got laid off from his job because he was having migraines, headaches. Now, if he would have been doing the preventive maintenance, as we have been talking about, going to your doctor every 3 to 6 months, getting normal checkups with your doctor, taking your minerals and your vitamins, getting a proper rest, maybe these things wouldn't have happened. Maybe he wouldn't have got laid off. So what I'm saying to you is that take care of your health, because it is your wealth. And if you don't take care of your health, you cannot progress in life. I was talking with another good friend of mine, and his attitude had changed. And he didn't understand why he was arguing with everybody about everything. Went to the doctor, and his potassium was low. People don't understand. When your potassium is low, it can throw your heart rate off. It can throw your equilibrium off. It can make you think differently. And it can make you irritable. And he had become so irritable on his job to where every time they would have a meeting, the boss would come talk to him. His attitude was so bad. Guess what happened to him? He got fired because his job was in communication. And when you can't communicate with people and you can't be nice to them, you can't do your job. Going back to your health and your wealth. So if he would have been going to the doctor on a regular basis, getting his normal checkup, he would have found out that his potassium had got low. And maybe he could have saved his job. Now he's unemployed and he's looking for another job. His unemployment is about to run out. Because he did not take care of his health, he has lost his wealth. We must take care of our health so that we can stay wealthy. Getting on to the next one. That's why I'm telling you, we must take the minerals and the vitamins. And once you take the minerals and the vitamins, as I talked about, the carrots, the apples, and the celery, it can help you with some of these problems that you have, or some people. So I'm just saying to you, we must do preventive maintenance on our bodies so that we can stay healthy. And the way that we do the preventive maintenance is, as I talked to you earlier, same steps, and I'm going to go over these steps again before we close out. What we need to do, because as I was saying, a lot of people don't understand that a lot of meat, through our different blood types, is some foods or some meats we can't eat. I have a friend of mine who cannot eat chicken. When they eat chicken, they get sluggish and sleepy. I don't know any of you have ever ate a meal, and after you ate the meal, you would think the food would pep you up because you're eating protein, minerals, and vitamins. Well, if you ever have a situation where you're eating food, and after you eat it, your body starts to get sluggish and you get sleepy, there might be something that you ought not to be eating. That's where we go into looking at making sure that we have our blood pressure cup with us. And as I was saying, step one, when you get up in the morning, take your blood pressure before you eat. When we go to lunch, take your blood pressure before you eat and after you eat. And at dinner as well, take your blood pressure before you eat and after. Now, the reason I said that earlier, and I'm going to restate it again, is because sometimes we eat foods, and this is very important, definitely dealing with meats, because we should not be eating a lot of meats in the first place. And then if you are eating these meats, you could be ate a piece of meat that could have been tainted. So by you taking your blood pressure, if something is wrong with the meat and it shoots up your blood pressure, your body is letting you know. Your body is letting you know something is wrong. But as I was saying before, with our blood type, it's some meats that we shouldn't be eating. And I can't think of a book, but it's a book, and I'll get it, and I'll let you know later on. But it talks about the different blood types and the different meats that you can eat and the different meats that you can't eat, the different meats that are good for you to eat and the different meats that are not good, but it's different with the blood types. So we want to be careful of the meats that we put into our body. As we have talked about meats before, we want to be very careful of the meats that we eat anyway, because a lot of times we put in different meats in our body, and it's hard for our body to digest this meat. And a lot of times it's not going into the right parts of our body. We need to make sure that our body is cleansed every 3 to 6 months, so that when we do eat, the food goes into the right parts of the body. I know a lot of people don't know that when you're eating food, food is like minerals and vitamins for the body. It's protein and it's minerals, and it's supposed to help like a car. If you put good foods in your body, then your body is supposed to run good. I think I've said it before, and it's one of those sayings that I learned from my dad and my mom. When I was little, my dad had a Cadillac, and he would always talk about putting ethyl. Ethyl was supposed to be this high-protein gas that you put in your car, and when you drove, the car it would drive fast, and it made the car run a lot better. That is the same way with your body. You need to be careful what you're putting in your body, because if you put the wrong type of foods in your body will not run, because what you put in your body is what you will become. And as well, you put something in your body that does not give you protein and energy, and when you go to work, going back to your health and your wealth, you go in the office, you may get an attitude, you may have a headache, you may not feel well. It could be an important day, and you got some important work that needs to be done. You may have deadlines, and you're not feeling well due to the fact of the food that you ate. It may be so bad that you can't even do the job that day because of something that you ate. You could lose your job. It's going back to your health and your wealth. So what I'm saying is, let's be more conscious of the foods that we put in our body. Let's make sure that we work out on a regular basis. Let's make sure that we get the proper rest on a regular basis. Let's make sure that we get to the doctors on a regular basis. These things are what you call preventive maintenance. We have to have preventive maintenance in our life in order to live a long life. Now, I was doing some research, and I done some studies. And for the things that I just talked to you about, going to the doctors on a regular basis, getting good cardio, exercise, taking your minerals and vitamins, and even if the doctors give you some type of medicine, to make sure that you take them. If we do all these things that we're supposed to do, it's saying that you may live an extra 5 to 10 years longer. And I don't know anybody who don't want to live a little bit longer. I don't know anybody. So what I'm saying to you today, tonight, and the reason I'm saying this is because some of the research that I was doing is that black people die 10 years earlier than other ethnicities people because we don't take care of ourselves. I'm not making this up. This is a statistic that I have read. So what I'm saying is that we have to get ourselves back into the game. Now, if something else, it was so mind-boggling to me is that you can talk about wanting to work out, taking the right minerals and vitamins, being healthy, but you have to change your lifestyle. It's a lifestyle change that has to be made. And what I mean by that, if you want to live them extra 5 to 10 years, you got to get that proper rest in, them 8-9 hours of sleep. You want to start working out on a regular basis, changing your lifestyle. Start eating the proper foods. That's changing your lifestyle. You want to start going to your doctor on a regular basis. That's changing your lifestyle. You want to stay away from people that's stretching you out, changing your lifestyle, you know. So I know with me, it was hard for me to change because I like to eat. I did like to eat. But I had to change my lifestyle because I knew that if I didn't change my lifestyle, it was a possibility that I may not live as long as I can. And I don't know, like I say, anybody who don't want to be around for a long term. But it's some things that we have to do. We have to make sacrifices. We have to take good care of ourselves to want it. You got to be hungry for life. Because there are people out here who just living. And you can just live and you can die. Or you can live and live on to be healthy and wealthy. So what I'm saying is this. We have to take our minerals and vitamins. And one of the ways we do that is like I talked to you about the apples, the carrots, and the celery. Apples, carrots, and the celery has been around for a long time. It's one of the most potent fruits, minerals, and vegetables there ever was. Plenty of people take them. Like I say, it's an anti-aging serum. It can help you live longer. It's good for your skin. It's good for your heart. It's just an awesome vitamin and mineral that you can take. And I know a lot of people say, apples, carrots, and celery. I'll tell you what you do. You look it up. And you can Google this. Just Google. What does apples, carrots, and celery do for your health? And it'll tell you. Just that simple. That's another thing I wanted to say. Time is starting to wind down. But I want to say this. A lot of things that's going on with our health nowadays, you don't necessarily, and I'm not saying don't go to your doctor. But what I am saying is this. Let's start to take our health in our own hands. So when we do go to the doctor with your notes. Now that's going back to what I was talking about as well. And I want to back it up a little bit because I meant to tell you. When you're getting up in the morning and you're taking your blood pressure, you want to write that down. You want to write down what you ate that morning. And as I said, take the blood pressure before you eat and take the blood pressure after you eat. You want to write down what your beginning blood pressure was. And you want to write down what your blood pressure was after you ate. Also, You want to write down what you ate. At lunchtime, you want to do the same thing. And you want to kind of give a summary of what was going on with you during the day up until that time, if you understand what I'm saying. We know when you first get up, you just got up out of bed. So that's nothing but, you know, like after breakfast, you're going into lunch. Did somebody stress you out during the day? Did you have some tough meetings? What went on in case your blood pressure did go up? And we got kind of like a summary of what's going on. Now, you want to say, why am I doing all of this? So that when you go to the doctor, you got your own record of what's going on with your body, what's going on with you. And when you go into the doctor and you got your own records or you got your own data, he'll respect you more. And what will happen, he will be able to pinpoint your problem a lot quicker and faster because you're helping him as he's helping you. See what I'm saying? That goes back to what I'm talking about. Your health is your wealth. So what I'm saying is this. Take better care of yourself. But there are steps to doing this. A lot of people talk about, yeah, I'm going to take better care of myself. But it's a way that you have to take better care of yourself. And I'm just giving you some ways. Now, I'm not telling you nothing that I don't do myself. When I get up in the morning, I pray. Get my blood pressure cup out. I take my blood pressure. I eat my breakfast. And then as well, I take my pulse reading. And that's another thing. Get your blood pressure cup, and then they got those little the things you put on your hand, those it reads your pulse. You want to have that as well. So you'll know what, you know, that's your oxygen level. You know, when you put that little cup on your hand, it tells you what your oxygen is, how much oxygen is in your body. That's very important. You need that. Because when you go to the hospital or when you go to the doctor, what's the first thing they do? They stick that little thing on your hand and they take your oxygen level. Okay, now, what I'm saying is this. You can stop yourself from maybe having a heart attack or maybe even dying. If you're taking your blood pressure on a regular basis at home and you taking your oxygen level and all of a sudden one morning you wake up, you ain't feeling that good, you say, let me take my blood pressure. And then you say, let me take my oxygen level. And you see, because you don't record all these numbers, you can look and say, my blood pressure is up a little bit. That's not good. And then you check your oxygen. And if your oxygen is low a little bit or a lot, you know that you need to do something. Now, the first thing you would need to do is I wouldn't call my doctor. I would go to emergency and get checked out. Now, once you go to emergency and get checked out, they can make you a doctor's appointment. So I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm just going to make a doctor's appointment. Remember, your health is your wealth. So what I would do if I was you, if you see changes in your blood pressure and you see changes in your oxygen level, get to emergency. Get yourself checked out. Because when your oxygen starts to drop, and your blood pressure rises, that could be signs of a heart attack. That could be signs of a stroke. And if that oxygen in the blood is not getting to the brain, you could have a stroke. And that could end your life. But see, going back to the beginning, if we know that everything and we're doing preventive maintenance can save our own life. Now, I'm not saying you're a doctor. But there are things that you can do on a normal basis. If we take these notes, get our workouts in, and do all the things we're supposed to do, we can head off some of these illnesses. You know, it's like sometimes they talk about, they say, well, Bob was at home and all of a sudden Bob died. No, Bob didn't all of a sudden die. If you understand what I'm saying. His heartbeat or his heart rate had to start shooting up or his oxygen or his pulse or his oxygen level dropped. So if you've taken your blood pressure on a regular basis and your oxygen level and you see it starts to drop, then you know you need to get to emergency and get to the hospital. So it may be a case where something might be going on. And you can cut it off and the doctors can save you. I think it's 9 o'clock now. That is my time. My name is Deacon Sean Harrison. I appreciate you guys listening to me. And if there are any questions or anything, I have no problem answering them. At this point in time, we're going to turn it back over to Brother James Brown. Mr. Brown, are you here?
Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank you so much, Deacon Sean Harrison. Powerful words on tonight. Your health is your wealth, and you broke it down with so many different things that we can do ourselves. We thank God for. He gives us a mind, and He gives us common sense. So some things are just common sense. Do you still want to go check with our doctors and primary caretakers? But as we always say, make sure that you check with your health providers and your doctors before you try any of these regimens or anything pertaining to health and nutrition that comes over this airways through myself or Deacon Sean Harrison. Always check with your doctors first. Deacon Sean, we thank you again for that powerful lesson on tonight dealing with our health and nutrition. Again, listeners, he comes forth every fourth Thursday night on this same airway. We thank God for Deacon Sean Harrison. So until the next time he's on, continue to keep him lifted up in prayer. Continue to be watchful with your own bodies and minds, and then God will be able to continue to fulfill his God purpose in your life for his glory. So if we get ready to close out tonight's show, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come again and say thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the person of Deacon Sean Harrison, that you have blessed him and anointed him for such a time as this to be able to bring forth health and nutrition ideas and subject matters that we need to be dealing with on a daily basis regarding our own health. So we thank you for him. Continue to bless the works of his hands. Continue to bless and strengthen his family and his ministry that he's affiliated with. We pray, Lord, that you continue to bless him and continue to use him for your glory is our prayer. Continue to bless each listener, Heavenly Father, that they will continue to be doers of your word as they continue to strive to be healthy and so that we realize and know that our health is our wealth. So we just thank you for your word on tonight, and we know that you are true to your word, and we know that you are God who sits high and look low and have all power in your hand. And we know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. So we just thank you for tonight's lesson on tonight regarding our health and nutrition. We just give your name praise, glory, and honor is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, listeners, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, know that, again, I love you. God loves you more. Remember that your health is your wealth. Until the next time, good night.
Good night. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.